This is your KUTX Soundcheck. It's been well over 2 months since the South Austin gym Strange Brew had to unexpectedly shut its doors after months of unpaid revenue to musicians and their own staff. Promises were teased about reopening Strange Brew's doors within a few weeks, but here we sit in April, and as it turns out, it looks like another local business is going to get to enjoy the spoils of lost real estate. Hyde Park mainstay Quack's 43rd Bakery is expanding south, having signed the lease for the Strange Brew former residents on Monday. The new location, to be called Captain Quackenbush's Coffee House and Bakery, is a nod to the business, Captain Quackenbush's Intergalactic Espresso and Dessert Company, the name of owner Art Silver's first bakery that held residents on Guadalupe from 1983 to 1999. The new Quack's location will serve alcohol, but even better, they'll be using the adjacent space, once known as Strange Brew's Lounge Side, as its own live music venue to be called the Austin Sound Room. Both the Sound Room and Captain Quackenbush's Coffee House and Bakery are set to open sometime this summer. The shortlist has been announced for the annual Ivor Novello Awards. Colloquially called the Ivories, these awards proudly focus on British songwriting and composition, not artist popularity, record sales, or even the performer. Michael Kiwanuka and Lauren Mavula are this year's frontrunners. Both are up for the Best Album and Best Song Musically and Lyrically categories. The nominations are an especially bold feather in Mavula's cap, who was unceremoniously dropped from her label Sony earlier this year. Her album The Dreaming Room and its song Overcome, featuring Sheik's Nile Rodgers, are among this year's nominations. Other shortlisters this year include composer Clint Mansell, Adele, and Nick Cave. The Ivor Novello winners will be announced on May 18th. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.